they never attained to a perfection of parts in obedience or universal obedience in sincerity. And therefore, many in our days who have talked of perfection have been wiser and have affirmed it to consist in knowing no difference between good and evil. Not that they are perfect in the things we call good, but that all is alike to them, and the height of wickedness is their perfection. Others who have found out a new way to it, by denying original indwelling sin and attempering the spirituality of the law of God unto men's carnal hearts, as they have sufficiently discovered themselves to be ignorant of the life of Christ and the power of it in believers, so they have invented a new righteousness that the gospel knows not of, being vainly puffed up by their fleshly minds. For us, who dare not be wise above what is written, nor boast by other men's lives of what God hath not done for us, we say that indwelling sin lives in us, in some measure and degree, whilst we are in this world. We dare not speak as though we had already attained, or were already perfect. Philippians chapter 3, verse 12. Our inward man is to be renewed day by day whilst here we live. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 16. And according to the renovations of the new are the breaches and decays of the old. Whilst we are here, we know but in part, 1 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 12, having a remaining darkness to be gradually removed by our growth in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ, 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 18. And the flesh lusteth against the spirit, so that we cannot do the things that we would, Galatians chapter 5, verse 17, and are therefore defective in our obedience as well as in our light, 1 John chapter 1, verse 8. We have a body of death, Romans chapter 7, verse 24, from whence we are not delivered, but by the death of our bodies, Philippians chapter 3, verse 21. Now, it being our duty to mortify, to be killing of sin whilst it is in us, we must be at work. He that is appointed to kill an enemy, if he leave striking before the other ceases living, doth but half his work, Galatians chapter 6, verse 9, Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1, 2 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 1. 2. Sin doth not only still abide in us, but is still acting, still laboring to bring forth the deeds of the flesh. When sin lets us alone, we may let sin alone. But as sin is never less quiet than when it seems to be most quiet, and its waters are for the most part deep when they are still, so ought our contrivances against it to be vigorous at all times and in all conditions.